Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the Fire Your Boss You podcast. I am Osiris J, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to have you all check out this podcast. This podcast is built on the premise that we're living in the greatest period of not just change, but hyperchange that the world has ever known, driven by the Internet of Things, the cloud, and now the metaverse, and exacerbated by a global pandemic that has shifted everything from the way we shop, the way we entertain ourselves, the way we learn, the way we earn, and the way we work. That's all change. The marketplace has changed. Therefore, we must change in order to rise to the challenges and to leverage the opportunities that this period is presenting us with. Welcome. Hey, what's up, y'all? So Cyrus J. Welcome back to the channel. Welcome to the Fire Your Boss podcast. For those of you guys who are just coming into the channel for the first time, really, really appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to check out any of the content that we're publishing. And for those of you guys who have been supporting the channel and who, if you're taking the course, right, major, major thanks and appreciation. And for those of you guys who hang out for the entirety of the podcast, we do have a free free trial of the Fire Your Boss course available. And we might have a bonus offer for those of you guys who are going to continue to be with us. But we'll get into that a little bit later as we get into this episode. But this episode is about vision, right? This episode is about being able to have a vision and why the vision of the wish fulfilled is so critically important. So I'm going to be talking about that in this episode, and I want you guys to listen to this episode from your life and listen to this from what you guys are up to in your life. Listen to this from your dreams and your aspirations about becoming the best version of yourself. So maybe it's just, you know, you want to get into the best shape of your life. And if you want to get into the best shape of your life, that's about vision. You got to know, see, and you literally got to feel, right, what that looks like and what that feels like, right? And if you can engage the deep work on that level, then, you know, you're going to do that. You're going to achieve that. You're going to cut that weight and you're going to achieve that particular goal, right? And if you guys are really talking about creating your business or firing your boss and becoming your own boss and really throwing your hat in the entrepreneurial ring, and so many of us are having to do that right now because the marketplace has changed, right? So many of us are having to understand how to be gig economy workers, whether we're using our cars to, you know, to drive for dollars, or whether we are using our computers, our cell phones, whatever the case may be. It seems like Jeff Bezos and Microsoft and all of the tech firms are, I guess what's there to say, hell bent on making everybody swipe and click in some way, shape, or form. This is kind of like what's happening right now, right? Or, you know, if you decide that you want to create one high-paying job for yourself or create a business online, you know, you're going to have to go figure that out. Maybe you want to sell stuff. The holidays are coming. You can launch that e-commerce store. But there's a caveat that comes with that. They have to tell you the whole story. They got to tell you that you got to dump thousands of dollars in advertisement before you start seeing those sales come through, right? They seem to always omit that piece out of the story. But yes, you know, depending on what you're selling, you're gonna have to invest a lot of money in advertisement to really get a return and to really have your sales generated. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's the vision. It's the vision of the wish fulfilled. The work that we have to do is we got to have a clear sense of the vision and how that vision is transpiring within our lives, right? So the deal is we got to go to the end in our imagination and assume the wish fulfilled. And if it were true, who would we be? How would we be? Why would we be? What would we do? How would we act? How would we speak? How would we listen? How would we conduct ourselves in meetings? Right? Who? And it's when we can get lost in that imaginal act, when we can get lost in that process, right, of doing the deep work, of seeing the end and acting and operating backwards from it, because we've literally entered the vision. They say that the vision has its own appointed hour. If it be late, then wait, for it is sure, and it shall not be late. It will happen, but we have to be patient, and we have to demonstrate our faith. We have to practice our faith based on how we are acting and how we're thinking. How we're thinking and acting from it. Not thinking of it. Everyone thinks of things because they want things. But those of us who can do the real work of entering the desired act and taking action from the end of the vision of the wish fulfilled, where we can have, be, and do what it is that we want to have, be, and do, but we're doing it from the vision. We're doing it from the end. That is what the entire game is about. So that's why you guys, you got to have a vision. You got to spend time investing in your vision. You got to spend time building your stately mansions within your imagination. It's an active imagination. You got to use your imagination, but you have to use your imagination on creating a world that represents the best in all, the best outcomes for yourself and the best outcome for others. So it's not that, you know, every time I get the sense that in our conversations that, you know, this could be great content that I'm going to whip out my phone and really kind of like have the conversation. But this conversation, this piece about vision is what it's all about. And if we can't commit to that, if we don't understand that, if we take that as just another flippant thing that we take and we move on and then it slips past our mind, and we don't understand that we must rest our mind on this and we must contemplate on this. We must contemplate it when we wake up in the morning. We must contemplate it when we go to bed at night. We must contemplate it during the day. We have to spend time building the detail, the vivid realities of the vision itself, and we have to act from it. We cannot be the version, because it really goes hand in hand with the idea that the level of thinking that created the conditions and the circumstances in our lives that we're dealing with can't be the same level of thinking that's going to get us beyond that. We need a new level of thinking. And the thinking, that new level of thinking, must represent this glorified state. If it does not, we can't achieve it. And that is what the entire process is about. That's what the entire game is about. It's built on a vision. In scripture, it says the people perish for lack of vision. When they don't have a vision, and it's not a clear vision, when they're not spending time getting lost in their imagination, they cannot produce anything useful. And what happens is they spend time chasing their tail. So here's what it is that we have to do. No matter where you guys find yourself, you could be behind in your hopes and your aspirations. You have to find somebody that you can mastermind with. You have to find someone that you can share your vision with, that can hold the vision with you, that you can practice these things with. Because if you can't be reminded and if you can't be held accountable to the vision, it's going to slip your mind. And you're going to slip back into the old version of yourself. You're going to slip back into your identities. I've done a couple episodes on your identities and how that works. So you guys might want to check those out to understand what I mean. But when you are committed to being the best version of yourself, when you're committed to creating and playing the biggest, the largest game possible in your life, right? You have to look around and say, who who's worthy of me sharing my dreams and my aspirations with? Who can I trust that I can share my dreams and my aspirations with? Who is daring enough to dream and to aspire with me? And when two or more, right, come together in the name of the very best aspect of human beings, then anything is possible. Anything is attainable. And these aren't just words. These aren't just another Sunday. And this is what I'm saying. One of the reasons why sometimes I will point out things that's happening in our churches and in our religious institutions, right? And the contradiction that's happening, it's because some of the most loyal people are the folks who are struggling the deepest and the hardest because the message and the lesson hasn't been learned. They're seduced by the seductive hiding place of that day or that institution. We cannot allow ourselves to be seduced by that. We must become true practitioners. We must allow ourselves to be initiated into life on a level that's going to give us the things that we want. That's going to give us the ability to create our lives on the level that we're desiring and that we're willing to kind of like work to bring into existence. But in order to do that, we really have to understand what it is that we're working with. Right? We have to understand what we're working with and why it works and how it works. That it's all about the vision. And I, you know, guys, I know some of you guys are listening to this and you might be saying to yourself, it's just Osiris again. He's rambling. But for whatever reason, I like hearing him ramble. Right? And for those of you guys who are doing that, I so appreciate you guys giving me the privilege of your listening so that I can ramble. For me, this is therapy. I need this. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm going through some stuff right now. And if I wasn't practicing, I would be a complete wreck. I know I would. And so my faith, my confidence, my commitment is strengthened because of the challenges that I'm dealing with in my life and because I've been willing to put it to the test. And I can see and I'm experiencing the benefits of that. Right? And it all comes from this vision that I have of managing the existence of myself as the absolute best version of myself and the choices that I have to make on a daily basis as to why that is and what that means for my life and what I have to invest in, what I invest my attention and my intention in. There's a whole host of things that will be there, that will challenge you, that will demand your attention in a negative way. And you have to decide and you have to choose what you're going to invest your attention and your intention in. But I'm saying that all of that comes from the vision. And that conversation, this isn't something that you can ever be tired of hearing if you're truly serious. If we're truly serious and we're truly committed, then we have to be lost in our vision of the wish fulfilled relative to the end.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Osiris J. And again, thank you guys for the privilege of your listening, for checking out this podcast. So for those of you guys who are really, really serious about taking the next step, maybe you've been thinking about firing your boss for some time now, or maybe, you were laid off during the pandemic and you know that you're not going back to work. You really don't want to go back and you're trying to figure out, you know, how you're going to start something up for yourself. Or maybe, you know, you've been unemployed for some time now and you know, you're just tired of looking and you're ready to try to kind of like take the bull by the horn and, like act on that business idea that you've had in your head for some time. So we have launched a course along with this podcast. It's called the Fire Your Boss Course, Fire Your Boss and Create One High Paying Job for Yourself, right? We are, there's a, I think if you look below, there's a link that you can, where you can learn more about the course, and you can go ahead and register yourself in the course. We are taking pre-registrations right now, and we will be offering a huge discounts on those of you guys who register right now. I believe that there will be a promo code down there, so make sure you put in that promo code if you're looking to register now to take Fire Your Boss and Create One High Paying Job for Yourself. Thank you.